and welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is a new season. Nature has so much guidance for us. The changing of the seasons is one area for you to look at and to learn from. Your life is about changing of seasons also. As you look at a human life and see the different years of development and the changing of the seasons and the times and the fruition of each of these seasons, allowing yourself to let a season go, to leave it behind, and to turn to the unfoldment of the new season at hand. This is a gift from nature to you, to life. This allows you to see the importance of letting go and of being present in the present moment to the perfect unfoldment of a new season. We speak to you about this as the seasons are changing now, and autumn is unfolding her perfect timing and natural essence and beauty and glory. It is magnificent, just as every season is magnificent and has its divine lessons for all. As we turn to this autumn season, what are the lessons nature is revealing to us? It is the beauty and bounty of harvesting, the good works, the lessons, the gifts. It is a fullness of abundance and reaping of harvest. We ask you in this time, and there is such great support from nature, for you to recognize the harvest at hand in your life and to feel the abundance of goodness, of source, of resources, and to give thanks. This is about the welling up of gratitude within you for all of the blessings that have come your way in the past year. We see that your mind may be grumpy or grouchy about all of the things that did not happen, and to be in that space of lack, of feeling like you didn't get enough or there is not enough. But we ask you to stop right there, to pause in those tracks of the limited ego mind that never has enough, is always wanting more, and is always grumbling about why don't you have more. Dear ones, this aspect of the human self, it is the ego mind, will never have enough. There will never be enough, even though it might at one moment feel like, aha, we have arrived. We achieved the goal of plenty. But then in the next instance, it is already galloping ahead to feed you thoughts of there is not enough and woe is me. Press the pause button and face this voice with gratitude, knowing that it is a lie, knowing that this voice is the limited, narrow ego mind, and it will bring forth all of its lies to keep you in a lower state of consciousness. The true state of consciousness is gratitude, love, abundance. It is not based on a bank account or bells and whistles and fancy cars and big homes and status jobs. All of the things that the ego mind would put forth as abundance. Those things, dear ones, are empty calories. They do not fill you up. They are not the truth of your life. They are not true abundance. So this is one aspect of this new season coming forward. Another, as we get deeper into the autumn season, another lesson is the shedding of those things that, yes, have come to fruition and have completed their cycle, their natural cycle. So the trees in nature shed. These leaves, the beauty of the fall foliage is complete. It had its wondrous time, its magnificence, its abundance, and now it is shedding. So it is a time for you also to shed those things that no longer serve you. These could be attitudes, ideas, behaviors. It does not matter what area in your life, but we ask you to look at what is no longer serving you. Is it your reliance on stress or worry? Your feelings of self-doubt, self-pity, being a victim? Your goals in life that are no longer sturdy for you, no longer have meaning, that you can let go of? Punishment of yourself and lack of compassion for yourself. Looking outward for fulfillment, for gratification, for kudos from the world. All of these things are for you to look at. And this time of autumn is a perfect time for you to do these things, to clear the house, so to speak, as you shed burdens, mantles that you have taken on that are not truly yours, according to God. They are not truly your assignments, the tasks that God and life have for you. As you let things go, it creates an openness, a willingness for the new to come forward. and to fill the space. Do not fear space, emptiness. The ego mind is very unhappy with space. It does all it can to hurry up and fill space because it does not know what to do with it. It is not part of its understanding. So it will attempt to fill in the space with fear or ideas of action plans for you, whatever it can do to fill the space. This is the time to allow the shedding of the old, to create space for the new. We know you have what it takes to do this work and to allow this beautiful new season to speak to you. For nature's visual cues and reminders to bless you, take the time, dear ones, to recognize and to see and to be grateful for this new season coming in. Make sure that you do not rush past it, but pause and see it not only with your eyes, but with your heart and your whole being, because nature is waiting to bless you, as nature always intends. It is a great, great blessing for you as human beings on earth to observe nature and to let her bless you in all ways. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.